You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. I'm Lisa Desjardins of the PBS NewsHour, in for Lizzie O'Leary. So far, we've been talking about cheating on purpose, but some cheating happens by accident, say when the rules have changed or people are confused. And the Grand Canyon of unintended mistakes are taxes. This year, paying Uncle Sam is significantly trickier than usual because now the new healthcare law hits your tax form. A very quick explainer. With some music, it's kind of a cheat to make it more lively. On tax forms now, everyone must tell the IRS whether they had health coverage last year. If not, it's a penalty. It's no problem if you got health care through your job, but it's not as simple for those who didn't. That's complication number one. Number two, millions of people who received government subsidies for health care may have received too much. They may have overestimated their need a year ago. So now all of those people are supposed to figure that out and send the extra money back to the IRS. And those are just the biggest of the potential snags. The situation is producing a tax season like no other for accountants.
The stress this tax season is double than what we have had in the past years because every single return we have to make sure we've covered everything for the Health Care Act and make sure we don't file returns without it so that the clients get information letters from IRS.
Tax accountant Poonam Bansal, as you just heard, is pretty stressed about all this. We thought that made her the perfect person to interview.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Bansal owns a small firm called Accounting Solutions, and I found her in her office up a flight of stairs in a shopping plaza in Northern Virginia. It's the one just above the Mediterranean restaurant. She had a few papers on her desk, but it was remarkably neat considering this is her busy season. The room is bright, and she's the kind of accountant who gives extra time to her clients and offers tea and coffee several times. We had met before on a different tax story, but she told me this year is extraordinary.
This is a very, very, very big change. We haven't had such a big change for years. And this practically affects every single return. And we as accountants are actually beginning to get into the mindset that we have to get this information from clients because clients know nothing about it, and we are gearing up, getting ready in our mindset. So every return we have to declare if they had health insurance coverage, where did they have it from. If it is from the workplace, it's easy. If not, then it gets very tricky.
So, you know, this week on our show, we're looking at cheating, and we wanted to look at this particular issue in the tax code right now in terms of could people accidentally cheat?
Well, I wouldn't comment on cheating because I hope no taxpayer cheats. However, errors will be there. In our own office, we are being very meticulous, but I think still, either due to us not getting information or us not asking for the information, 1 in 100 return will probably have a question about the healthcare part because somebody will forget to tell us, oh, 1 month I was uninsured. And if you do your own taxes, this year particularly, I feel will be very, very tough. And, you know, if you can do it, wonderful. But again, if you were employed and your employer gave you insurance, that's the easiest part. You should be able to do your taxes very easily.
But the folks who the healthcare law was really designed for are the people who didn't get healthcare through their work. And for them, what's your advice when they start looking at their taxes?
Well, if you can afford it, go to an accountant. If you can't afford an accountant, you should be able to go to one of the free clinics. The IRS provides some, and there are a lot of free clinics around. But do seek some professional help. Read about it if you do not want to go to anybody. But yes, you will need help, definitely.
Let me ask about you. Do you feel that you need help? I know that you have a lot of resources. You've done this for a long time. But seriously, these are new forms. You have to ask new questions. You have to not sure maybe all the questions you need to ask every time. How are you tackling this?
It's a whole new can of worms, which we are probably going to discover as we go by. But we are getting there. I'm over anxious about it. So we have like a 3-tier check.
Tell me any stories about particular clients that might have been surprised or people who have come in, do they know about this in your experience? Or are you the one telling a lot of your clients, hey, this is new, this is a big deal?
a lot of the clients seem informed somehow, probably even listening to the radio or the television. They do seem aware, but then we are having issues where clients didn't have a job for a few months and then signed up with Marketplace, then got a job and got a credit, and now they have to repay that credit. And they think, oh, you're doing my return wrong. I need to go somewhere else. So those kind of things. But, you know, I think the IRS, I'm more worried about the IRS, to be very honest, because the IRS does not have enough manpower. They're already very, very behind. So my worry is, how will they tackle it?
In your experience, are people finding their tax bills higher, lower? Are they, because this is all about trying to correctly estimate the benefit that you get from healthcare. And in year one, that's so tricky. People really trying to, it's just like estimating the income, but it's not done automatically. Are you finding that people are surprised in more of a bad way or a good way when they look at this issue?
People still have a lot of ignorance. And when we tell them you have to pay this much because you didn't have health insurance, they're just shocked. And they thought, oh, I was doing government a favor by not signing up for health insurance and not taking the credit. Why do I owe money now? Or why do I have to pay penalty? So they were being the good Samaritans. Money always brings out emotions in people. And this year we have way more emotions than any other years.
Poonam Bansal, thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you, Lisa.